The Small Business Administration has teamed up with Google. They hope to bring low-cost tools to help companies with their online efforts. Joining us for details is Joe Sapecki. He's the Deputy Assistant Administrator for Communications at the SBA. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, so tell us about this partnership and what the purpose of it is.
Yeah, the name of the campaign is Tools for Online Success, and it's really an opportunity for us to do some education with small businesses about how they can make use of online tools to grow their business and create jobs. So what we did is we partnered with Google and came up with a number of short video segments that walk through different pieces of how to use online tools to grow your business. And they're up online at google.com/help/SBA or at sba.gov from our homepage.
We're seeing a lot more of these public-private partnerships cropping up throughout the federal government, especially when it comes to helping small businesses. And this is a perfect example of that. Is it unusual for the federal government to partner with something like Google?
It's not. We do public-private partnerships nearly every single day at the SBA. It's one of the tools that we have in our toolbox. Oftentimes it's around education. Sometimes it's with our resource partners, SCORE and WBCs and SBDCs, who are out there counseling small business owners every single day. So it's not unusual.
And there is a pretty robust market for tools to help businesses with online activities, marketing and collecting money and so forth. How does this not favor Google to the exclusion of those many, many other vendors that might be in the same market?
These are these video portals are no cost to any small business person. Anybody can view them. They can use these tools without using Google. There's a lot of discussion around Twitter, Facebook, Yelp, lots of different online tools that have cropped up in the last couple of years, and all of them are discussed in these videos. This is really sort of a public service to the small business community to make sure that they understand the way that the world works right now and where their customers are is online. So it's in small businesses, it's in their interest to understand how to communicate via the internet with their customers.
A lot of the things you mentioned, social networking type tools, not a coincidence, I would think. Is that really where this is going?
Significantly, there will always be your Main Street sort of mom and pop business that gets foot traffic. But one of the interesting things that we've learned is one out of every five online searches has to do with location, right? So if you were looking for a place to grab a cup of coffee 15 years ago in a new town, you would sort of go outside and walk around. Now you pull out your phone or you log online and you say, where can I get a cup of coffee around here? And you're going to make choices as a consumer based on the websites of the different coffee houses. Maybe they're offering a special on a cup of coffee or a breakfast sandwich. And all of that is very different than the way that consumers used to make choices.
We're speaking with Joe Sapecki. He's Deputy Assistant Administrator for Communications at the Small Business Administration. And do you have any results yet on viewings or success or any kind of effects yet of these videos online? Is it up and running yet?
It is up and running. It's fairly new. Last week, we had John Hanke, a VP from Google, and Administrator Karen Mills together kicking off this engagement via a live webinar, and we're very pleased with the number of small businesses from across the country that watched them discuss what the SBA has to offer small businesses in terms of counseling and other resources, and you know, to hear someone from Google talk about a lot of these tools in a very in-depth way. And we were also joined by a local small business person in Washington, D.C., who has really effectively used a lot of these free online marketing tools. Her belief is that her business picked up by 300% once she started doing online marketing. It's really amazing the results you can achieve if you understand how to do this.
300% just from online marketing.
Yep.
So would these sorts of tools specifically help contractors too? Can anybody get in on this and sort of poke around and see how these sorts of things can help them with their own business? Or are we talking about people who are specifically doing business with the federal government or others too?
Not specifically talking about folks doing business with the federal government. I think we're talking about any and all small businesses. The principles behind this, whether you are selling coffee or running a salon or doing business with the federal government, you need to understand this universe and how people are using the internet and the web to make decisions. So I certainly think some of the principles would apply, but the small businesses that we focused on in telling these stories do tend to be your more sort of traditional Main Street businesses. There's a ice cream parlor. There's a skating equipment supply store. So those are the videos. But again, the principle is the same. If you want to be able to grow your small business and create jobs right now, you have to be able to operate effectively online.
Well, thanks very much for joining us. Sounds like a great program. I'm going to look at those videos myself.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.